Good morning, lovely people from Houston. I am here after what was an incredible college football national championship game last night between the Michigan Wolverines and the Washington Huskies. What a win for the Wolverines. Their first since 1997 and Coach Jim Harbaugh's first ever championship victory. After a busy night, I am still pumped to be here with you to start this Tuesday off right. Let's begin on Capitol Hill, where House and Senate leaders announced a spending deal for government funding for 2024. The nearly $1.59 trillion government spending deal just covers top-line spending numbers and does not include President Biden's supplemental funding request to support both Ukraine and Israel in their respective wars and boost border security in the U.S. That plan has been stalled in Congress since last year. Now, there are a lot of numbers involved, but what's important right now is whether Congress has enough time to negotiate the details and find agreement in time to avoid a partial government shutdown that's looming later this month. And that's no easy feat with current congressional divisions and each party holding narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Our CNN White House correspondent, Arlette Sines, has more on this tenuous deal.
President Joe Biden appeared to sign off on congressional leaders' new funding agreement Sunday, saying in a statement that it moves the country one step closer to preventing a government shutdown. But real questions remain whether lawmakers will be able to pass pieces of legislation before January 19th, which is that first funding deadline. Now, this agreement was struck by House Speaker Mike Johnson and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, the two men agreeing on a $1.59 trillion top-line spending level that includes about $886 billion for defense spending and $704 billion for non-defense spending. There is also an additional $70 billion that could be allocated to non-defense spending that was part of a side deal struck by President Biden and then House Speaker Kevin McCarthy last spring. These overall figures track very closely to the agreement that had been reached when they came to that debt limit deal last year, a deal that rankled a lot of House Republicans. And already there has been some opposition expressed to this latest deal that was struck by congressional leaders. The House Freedom Caucus expressing frustration with the figures that are included, that it does not include more spending cuts. They said in a post that it was, quote, a total failure. There's also real questions about whether lawmakers will be able to have the time to write these pieces of legislation, allocate all the funding, and actually get these bills passed, with that first deadline coming up on January 19th and a second deadline on February 2nd. The supplemental request is still up for debate right now up in the Senate and in the House. Senate negotiators have been working to try to see if they can reach an agreement on border policy changes. That is something that people have been stressing for before they pass aid for Israel and Ukraine. Now, these are two issues running on separate tracks, but they really speak to some of the hurdles and the challenges facing lawmakers in the coming weeks as they are trying to avert that first deadline by January 19th.
10-second trivia. Which school has the most college football national championships? Alabama, Yale, Notre Dame, or Michigan? Answer is Yale, with a total of 18 championships according to the NCAA, but their last title was way back in 1927. All right, today is the first day of CES, or the Consumer Electronics Show, the largest consumer tech conference of the year, where companies get to show off their new gadgets and technologies, right? Well, this year's show is expected to be all about artificial intelligence. Last year on CNN 10, we talked about how AI could impact things like jobs and elections, and now we're going to look at what it could mean for fashion. That's right, a team of Hong Kong researchers are developing something called intelligent clothing. Imagine being able to change the color of your shirt with a flick of a wrist. These researchers believe their textiles will help the fashion industry reduce the growing global problem of clothing waste. CNN's Christy Lou Stout has more.
This clothing is far from ordinary. It's made from intelligent textiles, and with a simple hand gesture, you can completely change the color of your outfit. It was developed by Hong Kong's Lab for Artificial Intelligence in Design.
We have used a polymeric optical fiber with textile-based yarns. So when you touch it, you can see that the hand feel is just like any ordinary knitted fabric. So it actually is very soft and very tactile.
The lab creates intelligent textiles using a type of AI, which trains computers to interpret information from images. The clothing is embedded with a tiny camera that uses AI algorithms to generate different colors. The wearer can control the garment using hand signals, mobile devices, or remote control. Feeling blue? Just give a thumbs up, while an okay sign produces an earthy green color. Clothing like this certainly makes quite a fashion statement, but the designer says it has more meaningful applications.
It's a form of well-being for a lot of people, people with dementia, people with learning challenges. So it actually encourages their well-being and gives them a sense of calm, and also a very easy way for them to have engagement and direct response.
And one researcher says intelligent textiles are more eco-friendly than wasteful fast fashion.
When you purchase a clothing item with a style you like, you can change the item's colors due to this innovative material. This way, you won't end up looking like other people who may buy all the colors of a style they truly adore. When they happen to fall out of favor with that style, they often discard all their clothing, resulting in waste.
A high-tech and greener way to be fashionable.
Today's story, getting a 10 out of 10, a $3.99 Goodwill purchase turned into $100,000. That's what happened when one Virginia resident took a lucky trip to a thrift shop, finding a rare Italian piece of art. Desiree Montilla with CNN's affiliate WWBT has more.
It's a piece that we found together.
All across this shelf.
This piece I found in Florida at a Palm Beach Goodwill.
Jessica Vincent proudly displays her thrift store finds, a love growing as a child from her mom.
She loved to go to yard sales, tag sales, thrift shops, just anywhere where you could maybe get a bargain or find something old for a good price.
Back in June, Vincent and her partner were driving home from work on Route 1 when they stopped by a Goodwill store in Hanover.
We went in and it was a little bit crowded.
But among the crowd, this vase caught Vincent's eye immediately.
As I got close to it, I could see that it was glass and that it was blown glass and that it was just beautiful. We go to the register and the woman she kind of just inspects it a little bit. She's like, $3.99, and I said, perfect.
Vincent took her new treasure home, adding it to her collection, and posted a picture of it on an art glass forum.
Pretty much right away, I got a lot of interest in people, that's a nice find.
But one person recognized the markings, telling Vincent this vase is made of high-end Murano glass, a rare piece from Italy.
He knew who and what it was, and he said, that is a Carlo Scarpa Pinalate, and they are extremely rare.
Months after phone calls and messages, Vincent put the vase up for auction, selling for more than $100,000.
It's like having a winning lottery ticket and not knowing the numbers. Because I just picked up something I loved. I didn't pick it up thinking, oh, this is going to be a really expensive item. I just picked it up thinking, oh, this is going to be beautiful on my shelf. I love it.
The money from this sale will help Vincent pay for renovations at the old farmhouse she recently purchased.
With my partner, NASA, we just started sort of a training farm, and we need more fencing. We need heat in the house.
A trip to the thrift store changing Vincent's life.
It's just very special. Like, I feel so fortunate.
All right, we come to the end of the show. The best part of the show, though, you. This shout-out goes to Puerto Rico, Mrs. Eames High School class in Baldwin School in Bayamon. We see you. And how about those Lions? Mr. Cabay's class from right here in Houston, Texas. Rise up. Now, tomorrow's hashtag Your Word Wednesday. So follow me at Koi Wire on Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. Put your unique vocabulary word in the comment section of my most recent post. And put your school, your mascot, maybe your teacher's name in there. We're going to work a winner into tomorrow's show. Let's get it, y'all. I'm Koi Wire, and we are CNN 10.